Hi, I'm Trent.
I'm Jordan.
And welcome to So-Called Parents, where we talk about the struggles, wins, and failures of striving to raise kids in a way that points them to Jesus in a world that is becoming more and more challenging to do so. Welcome back to So-Called Parents. And today, well, I have this idea that in the spirit of transparency, I was going to bring up Jordan doesn't really know what this is going to be about. I just told her I have an idea for a podcast. She's like, what? I was like, I don't want to tell you. It's going to be a surprise.
I hate surprises, yeah. By the way.
Yeah. But then I kind of told you, I hinted a little bit.
You did.
Yeah. But
I still actually have no idea.
You still don't really know where it's going. So I thought, let's just see how it goes. And, but anyway, so in the spirit of transparency, I wanted to bring up an argument that we had about a week ago. And kind of dive through what happened and what kind of like the road that it took me on afterwards, because I felt like I learned a really good lesson from it. And it's kind of fit into things I think we've talked about in the past. And I just thought it would be good to be like, show that like we talk about these things, but fail at them constantly.
Like every day.
Yeah, right. So it's not like, you know, we talk about these things and obviously we think they should be applied to our lives and we want them to be applied to our lives, but
we're very much not perfect.
Oh gosh, not even in the
not even pretending to be.
Not even on the horizon. So but I thought it would be kind of a cool story. Maybe, maybe not. So here it goes. So almost actually exactly a week ago today, I don't remember what I was doing. I'd just come from outside doing something and you were inside. And you and Ruby, I think, in the living room. Anyway, so I walked in and Ruby, bless her soul, yelled or screamed something like super loud. Remember this now?
Yeah.
Okay. And you told her, like, you addressed it. And we're like, Ruby, you can't do that in the house. Like, we have a small living room. Like, it's just like... And she has such like a shrill scream.
She's just a really loud human being.
Yeah, just like pierces your ears, right? But you told her that. And then I followed up also, kind of getting after a little bit, right? Where I said, about the same thing. I was like, Ruby, you can't do that. Stop screaming in the house. Right? Remember this?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you told me... Do you remember what he said? I don't remember word for word. I just remember getting the anger comes back sometimes. So, no, don't remember.
No, I do. I'm just trying to say, well.
Well, don't try and hide anything. Just say, share it.
I just don't want to make you angry again.
No, I'm not angry. I'm over it. I promise.
I mean, you like followed up with it also, but it was like not like you like yelled at her.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. Yeah.
I feel like they need to be shared. Otherwise, I feel like the argument wouldn't have gotten to where it did.
Okay, yeah. That's a good point. That's a good point. So I yelled at her.
Yeah.
For yelling.
Yes.
Right.
I think I just like glared at you and said, I got it or something like that.
No, you said.
I snapped at you.
You snapped at me a little bit and said, what was it? You were like, don't yell at her for something that I just already talked to her about even louder. You know, or something like that.
Okay, maybe. I don't remember.
It was along that lines. And, that set me off. And. I was mad. And I said something to you. It was like, I don't know.
I don't think you did, though.
No, I made some comment. I was like,
oh, yeah,
fine.
You definitely
like,
made a comment.
Yeah. But. I thought it was something along the lines of like, I felt like anything I'm doing is getting criticized or something like that, which in the moment was just probably a boiling up of anger. But so I went out. I think I just mowed the lawn or something because I remember. I stunk real bad and I need to take a shower.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah. But anyway, so I go in to the shower just mad and trying to literally cool down. And you came in and talked about it also more when I was in the shower, which I wasn't in a place to hear it while I was doing that. But I remember just being so angry about that just because I was like, so in my mind, and we talked about this later that night, but because like in my mind, I was like backing you up also, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like supporting you. And part of it probably was just anger because of her yell that hurt my ears, right? But like in your mind, it wasn't that, because you talked about that, right?
No, in my mind, it was, I was feeling like undermined, like,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah. So it was just like a misunderstanding of intentions also part of it, I think. Mm-hmm. But that's not even really where this is going. But anyway, so I'm just like super angry. And remember the shower, like I took a moment and I did pray in the shower, and I just asked for this, like the verse came to mind, like, husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church, as he gave himself up for her, right? So I'm like, that's in my mind, and I'm like, I'm thinking of this, and like, but even in my heart when I think of that, I think I'm a little off, because like I'm thinking like, okay, so I'm going to sacrifice me being right now, because I feel like I'm right, and if she can't see that, then that's okay. I'll take that, just like Christ took, you know, the shame and punishment of the world, you know what I mean? Like, I'll take that and we'll move on. And I don't think that was right either, like the right thought process in my heart at that moment, because I get out of the shower and come out, and it's like one of those, you know, like tension. You don't say anything.
I was now mad at you.
Yep.
For not just that moment. I was just mad.
Right. So it's like, you're not saying anything. I'm not saying anything.
Because I was mad because I felt like you weren't listening to me.
Right.
But
yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. And luckily at this point, the older two kids were going to Wednesday night church. So they got picked up. And at this point, Leo was in bed. So I was like, I'm going to go take a walk. Like, I need to take a walk, because that prayer I said earlier, like, it did nothing to calm me. Like, my anger was still just, like, bubbling over, like, inside of me. And kind of side note here, isn't it funny how sometimes it's, like, the littlest things that can, like, set you off just randomly? But
yeah.
Like, just that whole situation, I guess.
Yeah, but I don't think it was one moment. I think that it had happened several times.
Yeah, you did mention that earlier. Yeah, later too. Yeah.
So it was kind of like a built-up thing and just like snapped in that moment.
Yeah. You're probably right. But anyway, so I'm like, get outside and start walking. And like, I grab headphones and put them on, or earbuds, or whatever. AirPods. There we go. And I remember thinking like, okay, I need, like, I don't know what I need to hear right now, but like, give me something that I need to hear. Like, that was kind of, you know, my prayers. I start walking, I just need to calm down. Like, I don't know what it is, but I was like, speak to me, give me something. So I play this one podcast, like, just literally the worst one that was on my, you know, ones that I haven't listened to in a while, as episodes have come out. And I scroll down and just kind of pick one. And the verse that this, they're going over is this verse. And it's, I'm going to read it. It's James 1, 19 through 20. And it says, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires." And well, one is, because that's like one of my favorite verses. I don't know if you knew that, but it's like one.
I did not.
It's one of my favorite. It's probably not my favorite verse, but it's one of my probably second favorite verse in the Bible. I talk about this verse a lot. Anyways, I'll get into that in a minute. But anyway, and then I'm like, okay, it's not exactly what I wanted to hear. But then he goes on to give this example of, like, he's praying over this verse. He's like, "God, I'm sorry for the times in my marriage when I am not quick to listen, when I am not, when I am more concerned about being right with my wife than I am about what she has to say. Like, when I am so eager when she says something to tell her why she's wrong rather than listening," right? And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Ha ha, busted. I
was like, that's not what I wanted to hear right now. Like, that's not, you're talking, that's not what I wanted to hear, right? And then the second part comes in too. He says, verse 20, where it says, because human anger does not produce the righteousness of God. And so I'm going to think of all the anger that I just had in that moment, like towards you. And I'm like, wow, that's like double whammy, right? Like, I really didn't want to hear it. So there's that, right? But then, so like, first off, like I'm saying, like, that wasn't really what I did want to hear. Like, I was kind of hoping to hear something, because in my mind in that moment, I'm still like, no, I was right. Like, I was right. Mm-hmm. You were wrong, right? Like, that's what I'm thinking.
Right.
And, like, I was hoping to hear something like, how am I going to gently rebuke you? Like, how am I going to, like, get you to see how wrong you were? And, like, that's what I wanted to hear. And that's exactly the opposite of what I got. But the second part where the reason it hit me was because, like I said, that verse in particular is probably one of my favorite verses. And he went on in that same chapter, and I've never really, and I've heard this next verse that comes after it, like two verses after it, but I've never really connected it. And so this is James 1, verse 22, and it says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, but do what it says. And I guess kind of the, you know, maybe even the bigger driving point or realization that I had was that, like I said, I've used that verse a lot. Like, I've quoted it as one of my favorite verses. I've talked about it in interviews, like when they ask, you know, like, you know, how would you handle like a arguing coworkers, and what would you do? And I'm like, I go about like being first to listen, and then like hearing what people say. Mm-hmm. And then like, it's a verse that I've almost like pridefully, you know, tried to live by. Mm-hmm. Well, at least said that I wanted to live by. But then it like hit me like, so I've loved that verse for a long time, but I rarely do what it says. You know what I mean? And, like, mm-hmm. that was really convicting for me. Like, in 22, do not merely listen to the word and deceive yourselves, but do what it says. And I think there's probably a lot of other places, with scripture and in the Bible that I do that also. But that was just a really convicting walk for me. But yeah, and then we came back, and it was funny because even like I had that in my mind. I was like, okay, we need to talk to Jordan and like apologize. And I kind of shared with you a little bit about what happened after we talked, after mm-hmm. I apologized and, you know, went through that, but, and not, probably not in this, like, in depth.
No, I haven't heard a lot of
it. I just kind of played you the portion that I heard, you know, that really was like, this is what I heard when I was walking. And then I apologized. But even like on my way, like, I remember specifically getting to the house, like, there was that pull where I was like, oh, I'll just go in and like say I'm sorry, and then we'll just go on our day. Like I thought about that, like that pull to mm-hmm. not like really give a meaningful apology was still right there. It's like, okay, I've been rebuked, I've been, you know, set straight. Let's just move on. And then I was like, and do what it says, right? And so it just kind of kept hitting me. So sat down with you and we talked about it, and it was good afterwards. I probably, and this podcast is probably part of that too, like just explaining, you know, with, because like you said, I didn't really explain everything that was on my mind there, just parts mm-hmm. of it. I don't know if I was really sure how to in that moment when mm-hmm. we talked, but yeah. Does that match up with your recollection of?
Yeah, I think so.
Events, yeah. But I don't know. So I don't really know where I was going with that, but I just thought it would be a good kind of moment or example to share of what happened, you know, in a real life, everyday situation argument that we had. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of thoughts from a book that stuck out to me, though, from the study that we're just finishing up. And kind of like, I think maybe kind of like a closing thought or something that I think is good to think about. And it's this quote says, arguments escalate when we want to be right more than we want to be like Christ. The one who wins the argument is usually the one who acts less like Christ. Right?
I don't remember that exact quote. No. I mean, I remember talking about that, but I don't remember that exact.
And like that to me is probably the solving puzzle piece for like probably 90% of our arguments, at least. Like, I'm not being like Christ. I care more about winning the fight or being right than not, right? Than being Christ-like in that situation. And there's another one too I thought was pretty good, and it kind of goes along with that, but it's humble people are broken over their own sin, more concerned with honoring God than arguing about what they deserve. And it kind of goes with that, I think. Like, if I'm more concerned about me and my, and fixing me, and going to God about me, then being prideful and thinking, no, I deserve this because I'm right, right? Which kind of, I think, sums up my whole experience with that. You know, I struggled so long, even after I prayed about it, I think I was probably kind of blinded by pride through that prayer, even that initial prayer. But yeah. So yeah, just a moment of transparency and for our everyday life. But so even though not really necessarily about parenting, I guess, this week, but more about the relationship that affects it. You know what I mean? Like when you and I are off, I'm sure that affects our parenting in some way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd
like
say
whether
so.
It's just tension in the room or whatever it is, right?
Well, I definitely feel like when we have tension, our kids probably feel the tension. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I'd imagine. I mean, I don't know if they do or not, but it's got to, right?
I feel like
our house is too small not to.
They have to be totally
oblivious. If they're like in the living room with us, it's like,
I mean, we're not really like shy about fighting in front of them either. So, like, they know when we're mad
usually
at each other.
Which I think is a good thing. Right? I think,
yeah, it is.
And you see like how you work through that and how, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so. Yeah, that's all we had for this one. Just any other thoughts or anything as we go? Yeah. Well, thanks for tuning in. And remember, if God has put kids in your life, then we feel that you've been so called to be a parent.